Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter weekend to you. We have a lot to cover, including sharing with you the legend of the Easter eel, which is probably, this is the probably only place on the planet where you're going to hear about the legend of the Easter eel, a very diver-centric character that we have stumbled across over the last few years. And, Easter eel visits good little divers every year. But only divers. You got to be a diver to be visited by the Easter eel. And we're going to explain what the legend's all about here as we navigate through the latest diving news and information, get through this coronavirus nonsense, and focus on positive things. Now, I am practicing social distancing, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. We have a couple cameras in the studio, and I'm the only one here. However, I do have the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web and Zoom. And we got Barry the Bugger. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Captain Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton. CJ is connected from his home studio. And last but not least, at least for the moment, we have Mermaid Kristen. Now, we are going to start off the show talking to Kristen because a lot has transpired in the last week. And I got to get Kristen on Scuba Radio today, not just to tell her about the legend of the Easter eel, but just to make sure she's doing okay. Because shortly after the show last Saturday, I get a text, or I saw something on Facebook that Kristen posted saying that she had a cycle accident. And I thought, oh, she fell off her bike going out with hanging with her buddy or their boyfriend, and they were on a bike path and she fell, hurt herself or something like that. That's what I thought when I read the post. Now, a day or two later, I found out the cycle was not just a bicycle. It was a motorcycle. She had went flying and not only broke a wrist, but she broke her back. And so obviously it was very serious. And Kristen's with us right now. How you holding up there, Kristen? What's going on?
I'm holding up as best as I can.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty painful.
I would imagine. Are you hopped up on painkillers right now?
No, I'm trying not to take them because
good girl, good
mermaid. I don't really feel like they help me that much. And then I also just kind of don't really want to take them.
Well, gosh, I'm glad you're at least able to join us today. Just tell us what the heck happened first off. What you were riding a motorcycle with your boyfriend, and what happened?
Yeah, so every Sunday he and I usually go for a bike ride just because that's his one day a week off. And so we decided, it was really nice outside. So we decided we would take a loop around the back roads and come back to the house. Mm-hmm. And we were on one of the back roads and there was something in the road and he just couldn't avoid it. And,
you know what? I bet it was the Easter eel. You don't know. Do you know about the Easter eel?
No.
Okay. I will explain here momentarily, but go ahead with your story. So something startled him and what, he jerked the wheel or something? Or
no,
he tried to avoid it?
He hit it.
Oh, wow.
And then we went off into the ditch. And from the next thing, I just remember seeing the ditch and then waking up screaming in pain.
Oh, jeez.
But the tow truck driver told him when he was getting his motorcycle that apparently there was like a boulder in the ditch. That was like a 4-foot boulder. And if that boulder hadn't been there, then we would have been fine because we hit this boulder dead on. And then basically the bike catapulted both of us off of it and then cartwheeled over us.
Oh, geez. So you went flying. He broke some wrists. You broke a wrist too? Is that what happened?
Oh, I didn't. I mangled my wrist. I looked at it and I was like, oh gosh, it was like a, basically like a zigzag. I had to have surgery the next day.
I saw the picture on Facebook. That was disgusting. Thank you for sharing. But, okay, but you broke her back or something, or did you break vertebrae or what the heck happened there?
Yeah, I broke part of my back. They don't really know because it's like, they say it's the type of fracture that it is usually something that goes into your lower back.
Yeah.
But what broke on me was my T5 vertebrae. Mm-hmm. And that's up higher, like in between my shoulder blades.
Wow. Well, that's so it was just a weird, freaky thing. And I mean, but what's the therapy? I mean, you don't have to have surgery or anything, do you? Or do you know at this point?
I don't know at this point. They're keeping me in this back brace, that beautiful back brace that you guys can see
on Facebook Live today.
it looked like you're wearing a suit.
Yeah, well, okay. You could have thought that, Barry, the bugger.
But they have me in this for, they say, 3 months, but I don't have a follow-up or anything until a month from now.
Yeah. So you just got to kind of stay home, stay in bed kind of thing, rest your back, let the brace do its thing kind of deal? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, basically. Geez. And it sucks because it's just like the only way I can get comfortable really is laying completely flat on my back.
Yeah.
And like staring at the ceiling. Mm-hmm. My poor dogs just want to cuddle with me so bad, but I'm like, you guys cannot lay on me right now.
Yeah, understood.
You know what sucks?
What?
They just opened up diving, and you can't go.
Are you serious?
Where? Yeah. Jerry?
Riverport. Worldwide.
No, don't listen to it.
We're here to cheer her up. Come on, don't torture her any more than she's already being tortured. That's
great. Right. What do you expect?
Quiet. I'm talking to Kristen.
My physical therapy doctor before I left, I was like, because he was saying, like, you know, as things go down the road, one of the first things I asked him was, is this going to stop me from diving and swimming?
Does he understand you're a mermaid and this is your, you know, how you live? Hello.
Yeah. He said he didn't think that it would. And I said, even with all that weight right on that part of my back. And he was like, we'll be in the water.
That's right. Swimming and that kind of stuff is actually good therapy for folks that are trying to recover from back injuries. I know that for a fact. So, you know, we'll be there for you, Kristen. I'm so sad to hear what has happened to you. I guess, you know, the fact that everybody's locked down right now, maybe that's, you know, a positive in a weak sense, I guess. But I don't know. Do you got any words of support there, Camwell DeMartini? What do you say? What do you think? Walt?
Greg, I think she should check with Dan and give Dan the whole rundown, which vertebrae was messed up and everything, because that could create some bubble issues in her spinal column.
Well, she did say that I had some. When I was in the ambulance, I heard them say something that they said a word, and I asked them what that meant, and they said it was like bubbles along my spine.
Okay. Well, once you get into more, you know, rehab and stuff like that, reaching out to Divers Alert Network, dan.org might not be a bad idea. That's a good suggestion there, Captain Walt. But, I'll tell you, I'm glad you're with us today, Kristen. Hang out as long as you can. I know you're in pain, and does it hurt to laugh?
It hurts to just basically breathe.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to apologize in advance because, you know, the Easter eel is kind of a festive thing for the Easter weekend. And I assume you're not familiar with the Easter eel. Am I correct with that?
I am not.
You know about the Easter bunny, but you're not familiar with the Easter eel. So you obviously haven't been that good of a diver over the last few years because the Easter eel has not visited you on Easter day, but maybe today it'll be day. He'll show some sympathy. Now, CJ, I know, is very familiar with the Easter eel, as well as Jerry, Barry, and I think the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. CJ, do you think she's going to like the Easter eel story or it'll encourage her to, you know, rebound quicker? What say you?
It'll probably disgust her.
Yeah.
So might want to make sure you have a bucket next to the bed.
All right. Okay. So there's a little disgust, a little chucking going at first. But then after you get through that process, I think on the road to recovery, it might assist. I don't know. I'm just thinking positive.
You may want to go ahead and take more of them pills and numb the sensation.
And that where he's not talking about that for Kristen. He's talking about that for anyone else not familiar with the story of the Easter eel. We're going to explain in song here in just a few moments. So that'll bring you up to speed, Kristen. And we'll see how it affects you in either a positive or a negative way. And, and hopefully it'll bring a little bit of joy to everybody. Or pain, more pain. Maybe it'll bring everybody more pain and bring them down to your level of pain. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know. It's a mess. But we're going to find out about the Easter eel. Then you can share this annoying fact with your diving friends next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's join the celebration down there. Let's all have a happy Easter.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to good divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
No, that's not true. I didn't make it up. Google the Easter Eel, and you'll see. It's a real thing. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And anybody who's listened to this show over the years know we would never do such a thing on Easter weekend. That just wouldn't be right. So, but now you know the legend of the Easter Eel. And I specifically did that for Mermaid Kristen to motivate her on her road to recovery after a motorcycle accident. And Kristen, do I need to apologize, or does that do it for you? What do you think?
I always like all the stuff you play.
Okay. Well, she's easily
all
amused.
All the little songs you make.
That is the painkillers talking, is my guess. Yeah. But, okay. Well, there you go. So, the Easter Eel, Google it. It's there. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is all on Zoom, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. Since the last commercial break, Casey the Tobacco Nut has chimed in.
Bubble yes, and Boy. Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you. Bubble Boy's here. Hey, what's going
on? Yes, I'm here.
All right. And then even Vinny Two Tanks from the Left Coast.
Hi, guys.
Is with us. And we can plainly see the visual stimulus that he's put behind him. Who the heck is that? The girl in the bikini?
That's the JBL girl.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. You can only see this stuff on Facebook Live. And once again, we apologize in advance. Now, out of all the folks that are connected here on the squad, are all of you familiar with the Easter Eel? Was this new to anyone other than Kristen? Vinny, you knew about the Easter Eel, right?
I heard of it before, but I can't remember the details.
Okay, well, the song didn't help, I guess. All right, fair enough. CJ, say
Greg, I don't want to get too graphic, but doesn't part of the Easter Eel legend entail him showing up on Monday morning in your toilet?
You know, I don't know if it's I think it'll show up on Easter Sunday in theory, but it depends on what you ate Saturday night.
Sorry, CJ, that's Mr. Hanky.
No.
Oh, that's, okay.
Do not confuse the holidays or the holiday characters, Jerry. That's inappropriate. The Easter Eel, it has to have a water source to enter your abode, and obviously the easiest route for an eel, as all divers would know, would be through the commode. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean,
it couldn't come out the sink.
No, there's a disposal.
No, Barry.
Come on, Barry.
Think, Barry. Think.
The faucet.
It can't get through the aerator, Barry.
Right.
Oh, I had that removed.
Yeah. But if you Google it, the Easter Eel comes up as a giant green moray with a little, cute Easter bonnet. And I think there might be a basket of eggs in there someplace. So, the Easter Eel has kind of stepped on the toes of the Easter Bunny, that we've kind of covered before on this show over the last few years. But, it's a big holiday. So, and under the current environment we find ourselves in, surely the Easter Bunny can't really, spread as much joy as he typically would during this time of year. Maybe the Easter Bunny or Easter Eel can kind of, fill that void. That would only make sense, I think. Anyone have a
fill
problem?
Fill that hole, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Kristen, have you been a good enough diver girl, you think, to be visited by the Easter Eel tomorrow?
I think I deserve a visit from the Easter Eel.
Yeah, if nothing else, just pure pity. for your current situation, I think the Easter Eel would possibly visit you. Now, what I don't know, and maybe you guys can help me out, when the Easter Eel visits a good diver, good little boy or girl diver on Easter Sunday, what I don't know is what he does exactly. He shows up, and I don't know if he sings a little song or...
He doesn't visit you, Greg?
Well, yeah, of course he does. I see him, but I don't, other than seeing him and getting a little glimpse of this, mythical Easter-themed character. I mean, I don't know what the purpose is. You know what I'm saying?
So do you flush him after you say hello? Or, what happens?
Well, you know what? I usually scared the bejesus out of me, and I ran out of the room. And then I came back, and he was no longer there. So I assume he swam back to his his ocean home. What's
abode?
No, commode. I think commode. Yeah.
The commode abode.
All right. The commode abode. Maybe that's the home of the Easter Eel, possibly, Barry. But anyway, see, so these are the things we do when we obviously have been staying at home way too long and have not been able to dive.
I have a question.
Yes, Casey.
Does the Easter eel eat the Easter bunny?
Oh, don't get them started. I mean, there's some bad blood. Definitely
or just
from
chocolate eggs.
Well, you know, there's some bad blood between the Easter bunny and the Easter eel, especially from the Easter bunny standpoint. Because, you know, I mean, I think it was last year the Easter bunny raised hell about us talking and promoting the Easter eel because, you know, it was stepping on his toes, on his rabbit feet.
The body's chopping the head off.
Yeah.
I think we take the Easter bunny down for a shark feed.
Well, okay. All right. I think we know, you know, which character you fall down on as far as being a fan of. And the Easter bunny may not appreciate such chatter. So I'm not necessarily taking sides, but all I'm saying is I'm not real sure what the end game of the Easter eel is. Bubble Boy, what say you?
I've always been curious. Yeah. What kind of eel is the Easter eel?
I said a green moray.
Listen, Bubble Boy.
No, he's got it mixed up. The moray eel is for Hanukkah. The electric eel is for Easter.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's on Google. That isn't what I saw.
That's where I found it.
Well, okay. Bubble Boy knows where to go to the dark web for answers like that. So I would defer to him. He may know. But, you know, it's a thing. And if we can ever figure out what the Easter eel's end game is, like, you know, he shows up. I don't think he leaves chocolate eggs or anything like the Easter bunny. So that's my point. That's my thing that I just don't know what he does. I mean, it'd be nice if he'd leave, like, you know, new pair of, you know, dive fins or flippers. Or,
chocolate bunnies.
You know, dive mask,
he's
regulator.
He's trying to lure you into the water, Greg.
Peanuts.
No, he's not evil. He's friendly. Friendly to divers only. See, you only get this kind of world-class entertainment right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I apologize in advance, I believe.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter weekend to you. If you're a diver, maybe you'll be visited by the Easter eel. We've explained the legend. Google it. We didn't make it up. As much as I would normally take credit for such nonsense, we literally did not. But the legend of the Easter eel is a real thing. I don't even think it's an urban legend. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And anyway, we have promoted it accordingly, despite the fact that the Easter Bunny does have a tendency to get annoyed by such promotion.
Greg, what about the Easter chicken?
Is there an Easter chicken? I don't know. You know, when I was a little kid, you know, before it was a thing to do, I got one of those little pink chickens for Easter. They dyed them different colors, you know, before, you know, PETA shut all that stuff down, I guess, or whoever said, that's probably not good for them to dunk baby chicks in food coloring and give them to kids, you know, but I had
What's up with the chicken?
Yeah, what do you know about the Easter chicken there, Walt?
Well, it's kind of no yolk.
Okay. I think Barry
don't say it.
Captain Walt have been working with the same joke writers.
There we go.
God bless them. All right. So anyway, we have that coming up a little later on the show. You know, what divers do to stay sane. You know, they make up stories about the Easter eel. That could be one. They may be, you know, binge watching Netflix. There's a show called Ozark with Jason Bateman.
So good.
And I've been watching that. Myself, and it ends up I have a diving buddy who knows Jason Bateman, and we're going to have him on the show today. Find out if indeed Jason Bateman is a diver.
We're going to have Jason Bateman on the show?
Well, no. We're going to have a friend that knows him, I just thought, I just happen to be watching that Ozark show, so we'll find out what Woody who is a friend of ours who knows Jason Bateman. He's going to join us a little later on the show. And other things that you're doing to stay sane and, you know, keeping your mind in the game of diving next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you, because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, practicing social distancing, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. Just go check it out and you see the video and see that I'm all here alone. I normally have at least CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, but no such luck today. Or maybe it's a bonus because they're not here. I don't know.
Thanks,
but
Greg.
Actually, I prefer having you guys here. I do. I mean, you know, it's more festive. But we do have the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via Zoom today, and you might be able to see we are going through some upgrades here. During the downtime of not being able to dive. And so we're putting up some new stuff here in the studio, curtains and things and camera angles and tweaking some stuff like that to make it a little bit more, visually stimulating. Is that such a thing for the Facebook crowd?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody said, he goes, Greg, thanks for not wearing a hat or wearing something. They want me to wear a hat. Is that what they were saying?
It's the shiny spot on the back of your head.
Ah, that. Screw you. All right. So anyway,
Some silver spray paint will fix that up.
Yeah, you think? Okay. We'll work on that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to wear a hat. I could probably grab Barry's watch cap that he gave us. Did I throw those away already?
Yeah. Oh, I hope not.
No. No, I would never.
He was running low on TV.
Thank
you.
No, it's not there. And then, no, that's not a bald spot. That's a character building highlights.
It's a pink moon.
Yeah. There, we'll go with that. All right. So, you know, whether it's the Easter eel that we're, you know, amusing ourselves for the weekend to occupy ourselves, or binge watching shows like Ozark or something. You know, I have been looking for some cool diving themed programs to watch to pass the time. That, you know, obviously you can listen to Scuba Radio, but if you want something, you know, visual, you know, look up some ocean diving type theme shows. Any jump out at you guys that you've been catching lately? The one show I like a lot. It started off with diving. I'm not sure if he's going to do much more, but is a global investigator with Rob Riggle on Discovery. Have you guys seen that? Jerry the Diver Guy, what say you?
Yeah, it's a great show. We've been watching it.
Yeah, Rob Riggle, very funny guy. And the show was hilarious. The first episode was about him trying to find Atlantis, and he says he did. Who's to question his authority? But it was quite entertaining, and obviously he scuba dives. He's quite the diver. And I love hearing those type of stories, especially, you know, celebrities and that kind of thing getting into that whole thing. I think that's only good for our industry as a whole. So watching their adventures, I think it encourages more people to take the plunge and want to get dive.
You got to look at Expedition Unknown, too, with our good friend Josh Gates.
Josh Gates, right? Yep. Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, all those guys, they're just like us right now. They're homebound because everybody's on lockdown. And that goes back to the guy, Jason Bateman, when he posted my buddy, Woody, who we're going to talk to in a little while, you posted something on Facebook. You said, hey, you know, Jason Bateman's here. He likes my dog and we're hanging out. And I'm like, what? You're friends with that guy? I'm watching him on Ozark now. He's freaking crazy, man. So, you know, but I love that kind of stuff. I asked him if he was a diver.
He has to be.
What's that?
If he talks to us, he will be crazy.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're not going to talk to Jason Bateman today. We're just going to talk to his friend.
Maybe Barry could give him some acting advice.
All right. Thank you, Casey.
Why? Barry, do you have acting skills in your repertoire of past
acting? I'm here, aren't I?
Okay.
I think you give him some jokes, you know, some good one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Here
so
we go.
So you're saying if they need another writer for the TV show Ozark, Barry the Bugger would be an option?
Yeah, Dr.
He should Barry avoid at all costs? Yeah, right.
As they all take their turn slapping me silly.
Yeah, well, it's just what we do. It's just too easy, Barry.
I know.
You make it so easy.
But we love you, Barry.
Go drink some more.
Okay.
Yeah, is that how you're passing the time? Jerry, you can't dive? I mean, are you finding TV shows or are you just drinking?
I'm going stir crazy, buddy. I want to get out of this hellhole.
Well, I'm hip. I mean, who doesn't?
I got to go do a trip.
Hey, well, I've got a trip coming up. We could all start planning the scallop season.
I'd like to do. Don't you just walk out into the water to collect them?
No, you gotta swim or snorkel.
Oh, you do?
You could do both, actually.
You could, I guess, if it was shallow enough. But when I went scalloping, it was in about 10 feet of water. Beds. What do you say, Jerry?
You got to go to the grass beds.
Right, but it was in about 10, 12 feet of water. Casey, what are you talking about? What are you planning?
I was thinking we could get a couple pontoon boats and load up and go out into, say, 10, 12, 14 feet of water with some dive gear.
Yeah. Well, when is scallop season in Florida?
First season opens up right around June 15th up north of Cedar Key.
Okay. All right. Well,
the panhandle.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bucket of fresh scallops would be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why does Casey's video say wash your hands? Is he just putting out a public service?
I don't know why. My video keeps canceling itself.
His video times out.
He's breaking his camera, isn't it?
Well, he's too orange.
He's special.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, this whole system we have that's, being shared on Facebook Live. You guys liking this new system we're using, by the way? I mean, the
still
viewers.
Playing with lighting and things.
There hasn't been like a major revolt or anything. So, you know,
I guess. It's not like the old system that would drop us off past four people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's that. But yeah, you know, I mean, as far as the video layout, this is a new thing that we've been experimenting with on Facebook Live video streaming. And it may be something we expand. I've been asked to do some kind of webcasting things maybe starting this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What do you guys think about
YouTubing?
That? Yeah. Should I or should I not? It'd give me something to do ahead. If I can't dive. Once again, I might as well just talk about it some more, you think?
You can do it.
You could straighten up the studio.
Why would I do this?
Barry, you say that it's nasty, junky, cluttered.
No,
What's your problem?
I would say a little cluttered, but...
No, yeah, it's not cluttered.
Barry. It looks pretty organized to me.
Yeah, see?
Well, Barry, you're only looking at that.
Barry, that is what a... diver has. He has all of his toys around him.
That's right. I'm surrounded by dive gear, as most divers are that have acquired a few, you know, rooms full of stuff.
Okay, but, behind you, Barry. Great studio full of dive gear to that shelf behind you, Barry.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah,
that shelf behind me is for fixing equipment.
That's a workbench.
That's a workbench. Right.
Yeah. Barry the Bugger is broadcasting. From where, what, the Unabomber's basement? Is that what you were saying earlier?
That's what you were saying earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just looks like that.
Barry, you don't like Greg's new black curtain?
Yeah.
I put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where he got that from.
Hello?
None of your beeswax.
That's right.
What room did he steal that from?
Yeah. These are leftover supplies from the Scuba Radio
Strip Club
puppet show.
Strip club.
$5 gets you two, guys. $5 gets you two.
There were puppets involved.
That was perfect, that Walt.
Yeah. So,
oh, hell yeah.
All right. So these are, you know,
if we really had a strip club, we could work more on the video.
Okay. All right. Maybe. But, you know, we don't have anybody that we would want to strip. If anything, people would pay to keep our clothes on. You hear what I'm saying?
Not us.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'd be the only... Oh, who? I mean, Kristen doesn't do
mermaids?
That stuff.
Mermaids?
No. Our mermaids are... They don't do that kind of stuff.
They're wholesome.
Well, that's right.
What are y'all throwing Kristen under the bus? I mean, she's broke down. And y'all, I know, guys. Jeez.
Yeah, she broke her back this week.
What? Wow, yeah. Jerry. I wouldn't call Kristen broke down. That's kind of hard.
Broken.
Oh, that's a little hungover, maybe.
Is this a intervention or a support class? I don't know. But it sounds like
a drink more rum class.
Yeah, the people that need the help are everyone but Kristen. It sounds like to me, listening to that nonsense. All right, look, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in the studio practicing social distancing, connected with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad via Zoom. That includes Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ and Bubble Boy, Waldy Martini, Vinny Two Tanks, even Casey the Tobacco Nut. So we got a full crew. Also, we've added to the group via FaceTime audio. I got the dive god on with us, Mr. Neil Watson. Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, pal.
Okay.
Well, considering.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've been practicing social distancing yourself. You haven't been able to dive or anything, get over to the Bahamas, anything, right?
I did find out that if you have a glass of white in each hand, you can't touch your face.
Okay. You know, the things that we find out and learn, you know, only the dive god could actually share such insight.
That's a good tip for this pandemic period we're in.
That's right. You got to put something in your hands. So
if my happy hour gets any earlier, I'm going to be having wine with Cheerios in the morning.
Okay. Well, do you expect to get visited by the Easter eel? Have you been a good diver this year?
I've been a good diver. Actually, I miss, you know, for years, every Easter, I would take these little plastic Easter eggs and fill them with sand and whatever and hide them on the reef, and we'd go out and do Easter morning Easter egg hunt, not have prizes and all kind of neat stuff.
Well, maybe
that's going to happen this
maybe
year.
That's what the Easter eel does. You know, it comes up through your commode usually because it has to have a water source to get access to your house there, Neil. But I didn't think about that. But that would make sense. It brings a little bit of the ocean maybe to you and drops off little eggs with sand in them. And then you find them and then you have sand all over your house. No, that I guess that doesn't work either.
I assume our buddy Captain Slate will dress up as the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
And go diving tomorrow.
I think he's already done that even. But yeah, he usually does that on Easter morning, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they videotape it, the whole thing. But I think he might have done that this week as well. But yeah, he does a little thing. You know, the thing is, you know, if he goes down there dressed as the big Easter Bunny, he has his whole outfit, the whole thing. In theory, he won't have anyone with him.
I don't know. Social distancing should not apply underwater.
Well, there's no corona underwater.
No corona Easter eel with him.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, if anybody knows about the Easter eel, surely it's Captain Slate because he feeds those eels, you know, out of his face. And one of those green morays very well could be the Easter eel. So
it could be.
It could be. So we may have to give him a call and find out. I know he does the whole bunny thing, but this Easter eel thing is very diver centric. You know what I'm saying, Neil?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Divers know. And, if you don't know, then just Google it. You'll know what we're talking about. I'm just, trying to share the love as we get over this whole coronavirus nonsense and keeps us from diving.
It's going to happen soon. I know I got some lonely, hungry sharks out there.
No doubt. In Bimini, yeah.
And where's my easy meal here, man? Feed me.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, he reads their minds. He knows what these sharks want. And unfortunately, the divers can't get over there right now. But as soon as we get the green light, maybe that'll be around May 1st. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see how the next week or so goes. But in Bimini, where your operation is there with Junior, is he ready to start taking customers immediately as they get there?
He is ready. Well, if there could be a good thing, but normally when we're out of business, it's because of a hurricane and we're trying to get the power back up and we're trying to get the boats running again and we're trying to fix everything from the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is just like, everything is intact. Everything's ready to go. It's just kind of like we hit the pause switch and it gives us an opportunity to tweak up the boats and to get, everything's ready. I mean, that's the neat thing about it. It's not like Hurricane Dorian that half of the northern Bahamas was shut down. It's just like we're ready to go as soon as they give us the green light. So.
Yeah. And I think that's all any dive operation can do right now is just prepare for the day when we finally get things open back up and just make sure you're, ship shape, ready to go, take the boats out. As soon as the divers show up, you got a plan, you're ready to go. And that's what everyone's doing. They're just preparing for that day, I think, at this point. That's all you can do being ready, looking at that and just trying to survive in the meantime without the income.
It is like hitting a pause switch. The divers are ready. The resorts are ready. The boats are ready. The reefs are ready. The fish are ready. It's like, hit the green light and
By a show of hands, is the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, are they ready to dive as soon as we get the green light? Like the next day, will we go diving, guys, or what?
Oh, yeah. My tanks are still filled, so they're ready.
All right,
we're in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're darn
hey, speaking of Bimini, the Fat Fairy has their tickets on sale right now.
Oh, the Fat Fairy. Who's the
Fast Fairy.
Oh, I misunderstood you.
Fat Fairy would be Barry. Jeez.
Shut up, Barry.
Oh, whoa, it's getting ugly.
Shots.
They're turning on each other.
Casey.
See, that's what happens when you're locked down and you put a bunch of divers connected via the web. They start turning on each other. We got to end this thing soon. Neil, thank you. Thanks for the update, my friend.
You bet, pal. Hang in there. See you soon underwater, oh.
You got it. Absolutely. Hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You're hot to whale here. That's why it's hot to under the water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the fuck here. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.